How do you feel about running for Ward 5?
I'm so excited. I'm actually bursting with excitement about it. Glenwood Springs is my hometown. I was born and raised there.
Oh.
And so this next council is making some really great decisions about how Glenwood shapes up. And I couldn't help but want to be a part of that process.
What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing your hometown now?
I've gone around and I've knocked on every door in Ward 5, which
really?
Is South Glenwood, yes.
Every single door?
Yeah. And what I've heard from my neighbors is that we all share similar concerns.
Okay.
And some of the top ones are infrastructure. The south side of Glenwood is really ready to get some money spent and some improvements done.
Like what kind of improvements?
The 27th Street Bridge.
Okay.
Midland. Midland, Midland. If people had to serve another pothole, I said I could probably, if I could fix potholes, I could win this election hands down.
So people are tired of driving Midland Avenue in the condition that it's in now.
People are weary of the condition that it's in, and people are weary of the time it's taking. The traffic hang up in the morning is something to be reckoned with.
During rush hour.
It's mostly during, school, right in that time with school drop-off. Because a lot of those kids are being driven out to Soper's Elementary and then their parents are getting back. Mm-hmm. At the 27th Street Roundabout, you have people coming from West Glenwood trying to get to their jobs, and that becomes kind of a log jam.
The roundabout does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then we have South Bridge, which has some mixed reviews out there.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were talking about the log jam and the traffic problems that South Bridge, controversial as it may be, could alleviate that. Is that true?
I think the feeling is it would alleviate the traffic because most of the 4 mile traffic that's going south would just come down the mountain and turn.
Okay.
We wouldn't have to have all of that traffic on Midland. Mm-hmm. I live in Cardiff Glen out by the airport. And so as you might guess, some of my neighbors are not enthusiastic about the idea of all that traffic coming right past our neighborhood, which is up until this point really secluded.
Right.
It's going to be a big project. It's going to require county cooperation, federal cooperation, RAFTA cooperation, City of Glenwood cooperation. So it's going to be a big collaborative effort to get that done.
Are you in favor of it?
I'm in favor of it because I think it serves the greater good. I'm not in favor of it because I like living in my 1956 neighborhood. My kids ride bikes and run around just like, you know, we did. Mm-hmm. And so for those reasons, I'm not in favor. There's also a lot of concern about safety out there still.
In what way?
Well, as I went around and talked to people, should there be a fire? People, surprisingly, were talking about coal seam fire with tears in their eyes, like it was, the emotion is still so fresh for them.
Now, coal seam, for those who don't know about it, happened, what, 10 years ago?
10? Maybe?
15 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe 15.
Right. And that was the fire that came out of the coal seam in South Canyon and sort of whooshed through West Glenwood and up and over Red Mountain a little bit and almost came into Glenwood Springs.
Yes.
And it was very, very scary time.
And people in South Glenwood felt trapped.
Oh, okay.
And so they just, how would they get out? They would get everyone out over Dry Park. That's not an exit path.
Right, or up 4 mile and 300 roads through the forest.
Right. People are really ready to feel safer.
And South Bridge would do that.
Yes.
So evacuation route.
Yeah. Some of the other more broad concerns are that people have felt kind of unheard and underrepresented in South Glenwood.
Really?
And so they're looking for a candidate that listens and actually represents what they want.
Some general issues facing the city. The Confluence development, the recycling center, and Glenwood's energy supply going into the future. Let's start with the Confluence development or the proposed development for that area. Some people are really interested in seeing it become kind of a mixed retail housing development. Other people would prefer to see it as a park.
The Confluence development in that specific area that we're talking about is a really exciting opportunity for Glenwood. And whatever we do there has to be done well, and it has to be done with a lot of foresight.
Okay.
I'm concerned that sometimes in our planning and our designing and our developing, we get a little short-sighted.
Can you think of an example?
Yes. Well, I live in Cardiff Glen, and Cardiff Glen was one of the most recent major developments to the tune of 165 households. And what was presented to City Council and what was approved is not what Cardiff Glen became.
Really?
It was a wonderful project that was supposed to be, you know, pedestrian friendly, and we were supposed to have a community center, and there was supposed to be some retail space there. And none of those things came to pass. The retail space was sold off and became townhomes. Some of the paths aren't completed even yet 15 years later. The community center went by the wayside because they built over the space that the community center was supposed
to be. They built homes over there. Okay.
And also there's some parking issues. We were the poster child for parking problems. But it just became something less. It just got watered down along the way. When I consider how Glenwood approaches developments as a whole, I think the confluence needs to be created as an asset for Glenwood, for both residents and people who come to visit.
Any ideas about how that could be an asset?
Yeah, I love the mixed use idea. I would be in favor of some community art down there. Mm-hmm. I think there are towns who do things better than Glenwood has done previously. I think that's changing, but I'm in support of things, you know, shaping up that represent our history, that represent the arts, that does have open space, that has space for people to just be and kids to play and people to relate to each other and maybe come together for an event.
The recycling center recently moved out of Glenwood Springs. At the city council meeting to discuss this, many Glenwood Springs residents were there and wanted to keep it in town and urged the city to come up with some kind of facility within the city limits because South Canyon, they felt, is pretty far away. What are your feelings about the recycling center? Should it be in Glenwood or should it stay at the landfill?
I am wholeheartedly in support of it being in Glenwood. It needs to find a permanent place to exist in Glenwood. Or we need to maybe look at some other ways of recycling. Maybe there are some alternatives that maybe other cities are doing better than we are. So I don't know that necessarily the solution has to be we bring the exact same mechanism back. Okay. But I am in full support of a recycling effort coming back to town.
What kind of skills do you think you will bring to your position if you should be elected?
I am a businesswoman, and the city needs to be run in some ways more like a business. We're losing $1 million at the community center a year. We're losing $1 million at the landfill a year. And so some of these things have to be fixed. Mm-hmm. And there has to be some solutions, and we have to come at it from a business model perspective.
The community center is losing $1 million a year. How come?
Community centers in general across the country aren't money makers, but they usually hold up between 60 and 70% of their own budget, you know, income. There's some things being explored as far as programming and what can be done to offset this. Maybe if we could, you know, add some programming, or no one really wants to increase the community center dues because that becomes a hardship on people, and the spirit of being able to participate in it is kind of lost.
Right. It becomes an expensive health club.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we need to figure out, there needs to be some solutions that I think a person with a business mind can come at it with that perspective.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that Glenwood faces in the coming 5 to 10 years?
A challenge that keeps coming up over and over again is surrounding affordable or attainable housing. We have two parcels in South Glenwood still yet to be developed. There's always some question about, you know, would we develop the airport property for affordable or attainable or high density housing? We could do more infill development. We could also do things with more creativity. I had someone approach me about doing a tiny house project. And I said, you know, that's a real trend that maybe would address some needs of some millennials or some people looking for that kind of a lifestyle. And so I was really excited about that possibility. I'm a hometown girl. I'm not in favor of slapping up high-density housing all along the mountainsides and calling that a solution. I would like to be clear about that. You know, that's, in my mind, is not a solution. Okay. We can be much more creative than that.
Well, Amber Wissing, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.